So we've spoken often in Parshas Ekev about the famous question and Torah of the Rechayim HaKadosh. And the Pasuk, the inspiring Pasuk in Parak Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'atay Yisrael, Mal Hashem L'kecha Shalom Yimach, Kim Liyir, Ratz Hashem L'kecha, Lechaz B'chol D'rachav, La'avo So, La'avo Hashem L'kecha B'chol L'avcha, B'chol Navcha, Lishmar Smitzvah Hashem, Eschukoso, V'asher Anuchi Mitzavcha, Yom U'toiv Lach. Then Hashem says, V'atay Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? Moshe speaking. What does Hashem ask of you but to fear Hashem, to go in all His ways, to love Him, to serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul, to keep all of the mitzvos? The Rechayim HaKadosh famously asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could ask of us everything, anything He wants. But to say, Hashem L'kech HaShomach Ki'im Li'ira, what do I ask of you but this small little thing and then last this laundry list of Avodas Hashem? It would be like Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Your mother comes to you about an hour before Shabbos and says, my tzaddik, can you do me a favor? All I need you to do before Shabbos is clean the entire house, cook all Shabbos meals, make sure that all four of your younger siblings bathe, and also set the table for Shabbos. That's all I need you to do. Now, your mother could ask you whatever she wants, but to give such an introduction, all I want you is, Ma Shemakach Ki'im, all I want is this. So Rechayim HaKadosh says that you have to stop and put a period in the following. V'atoy Yisrael, now Yisrael, Ma Hashem L'kech Shalom Yimach. What does Hashem ask you? Ki'im Li'ira, period. But to fear God. All that Hashem asks of us is to fear God, to have awe of Hashem. And if you do that, you know what the byproduct is going to be? V'la'av Yisrael, v'la'av Hashem L'kech Shalom Yimach. You're going to love Him, you're going to serve Him with all your heart, your soul. You're going to keep all the mitzvahs. All we have to work on is Yir Shemayim. If we really had Yir Shemayim, we'd do it all. So I saw Noam HaLamelech has a very similar question, but a little different if you listen to the nuance. And he has an unbelievable idea. I saw it this year for the first time. I was learning it together with Daniel Stroh. It was mamish incredible when I saw this Torah. He says, V'atay Yisrael, Ma Hashem L'kech HaShomach Ki'im Li'ira. And then he has this whole list that we just read. So Noam HaLamelech, the Heligur of Melech HaLijansk, he asks, what else is there? Meaning what? Hashem says, all that I ask of you is this, and then he lists to fear Him, to love Him, to serve Him with all His heart and soul. If all I ask you is this, that means this is only a chelek. What else would there be? This is everything. So here it's a similar question, but a little different. He's saying, what else is left off the list if all that we're being asked is to fear and love and keep all the mitzvot, basically? What else would there even be that He's not asking of us? So he says, B'derech Drush, Mayerdik, way of learning this pasuk. He says, imagine a person goes and he wants to give his friend a special gift. He has very precious wine or very expensive honey, and he wants to give it to his friend. But if he's going to give precious, beautiful, delicious old wine or very special honey, you're going to not just give it, you have to put it in a very nice bottle, in a very nice jar. But the guy who was giving it realized, I didn't have any nice jar, I didn't have any nice bottle. So you know what, he goes to his friend and he says, could I borrow from you a bottle or a jar? I'm going to fill it with something very special and give it to you. And his friend gives him a nice jug, a nice bottle, a nice jar. And he gives him the honey, he gives him the wine. Kadosh Baruch Hu, all that he wants to do is give and give and give to us. All he wants to do is give to us. And he has so much toiv to give us, so much bracha to give to each and every one of us. Upper what? The jar has to come from us. We have to be the kli that's going to hold all this good. We have to be the kli that's going to hold it. We have to be the bottle. We have to be the jar. If we're going to hold all the good, it has to be from the Eibishter. If it's going to be such good, it has to be a beautiful jar as well. It has to be a beautiful jar as well. Hashem's going to take and borrow that jar and fill it. So that's the Nehelig Noam HaMelech says, V'atay Yisrael, now B'nai Yisrael, Ma'alekech HaShalom Yimach. Not what does Hashem ask of you? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. When is Hashem going to borrow from you? Shoel Milashon Shoel. When's going Hashem going to Shoel Mimach? When's going Hashem going to borrow? Kiim, only if you have your Shemayim and you love Him and you serve Him with all your heart, your holy soul. That's when He's going to Shoel Mimach and make you into the Kli to give you all the good. Every single one of us has to understand this. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Kiyam, only if we're this. Correct, it's everything in Hashem, but that's when Hashem will give us all the Toiv that we're all waiting for, that He wants to give all that Shefa. So each and every one of us should recognize and should realize all that Hashem wants us to give us, all that Hashem wants us to give us, Shefa and Bracha and Simcha, Besuras Toivos and Yeshuas and Nechamos. Our job is to become that beautiful Kli. Our job is to have Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem and serve Him with all of His heart and our soul. And if we do that, we'll be Zeichet all Simcha and Bracha and Nachas always. Hey, Heilige Shabbos, Kaidish for Simcha and Bracha. Hey, Shabbos, Kaidish. Shabbos Kodesh.